Welcome to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Join me on a journey back home to your truest self in this inspiring, enlightening, and entertaining show. After a near-death experience in a car crash at 15 years old, I made a choice to stay and brought back with me three simple truths that I found from the other side. Love is all there is. Our time is over here quicker than we think. And we all have a purpose, a soul blueprint to fulfill. On this show, you will find a higher purpose, a creative expression, and unique soul attributes that you can bring forth into this world. Stay tuned with me for the next hour and find your higher purpose on My Wild Magic, starting now. Welcome to today's show. You're on My Wild Magic with Adrienne. I'm Adrienne Cobb, and we have Matthew Shulman on today. I work with Matthew. We're here in Portland, and he does amazing body work. So I originally came across him doing myofascial work, helping to release different body patterns that were sort of going on. But anytime we have body patterns going on, we also have usually emotions or memories or experiences that can be tied to our physical body as well. And Matthew not only helps to unlock the physical body, but he also helps to unlock the emotional and spiritual aspects that may also be connected to it. He works on, kind of a multidimensional level energetically. And he also is a, works with martial arts and breathing and Qigong. So Matthew, welcome to today's show.
Hi, Adrienne. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you should see what I wrote about you. I didn't tell you, but I wrote him like, Matthew's going to help us learn how to balance ourselves, as an urban ninja. So I'm hoping I didn't go too far off there, but
No, urban ninja is a great way. It's a great approach.
Very exciting to me. That's how I kind of see you, as an urban ninja. So he also recently has, I went through his meditation class, working with the Tantians and the deep breathing energy, and breath is like our closest connection to source energy, to our own higher presence. So Matthew, you want to tell us a little bit about how you got started with all this first, like what kind of brought you into this whole journey of being a healer?
Oh, it was actually starting training Kung Fu.
Okay.
I was 20 years old, living in Connecticut. And at that point in time, I think I was working at like 100 hours a week at a restaurant. And I ended up hiring a guy who had spent the past 20 years of his life studying Kung Fu. And after our first day working together, I trained him. I was just like, I don't know why I was so inspired. I was like, I want you to teach me Kung Fu. And he said, yes. So we just started practicing. I just meet up in his house after work. He lived in an apartment building, just kind of hanging out in the parking lot and practicing. And it was just kind of spontaneously, very quickly, my chi started waking up. I really had no idea what that was. You know, this is a lot of, I tell this story sometimes, and it's really in hindsight where I look back and be like, oh, wow, the sensations of energy running through my body and these ideas about how to heal the body by healing the emotions in the process of training martial arts started coming through very quickly. And that became the foundation of my approach for training. And it just took me like wildfire. I mean, within 2 weeks, I think I was practicing 4 hours a day.
Wow.
It just became really, really compelling to do that. And then the three Dantian thing was my teacher just, he was just mentioning like Taoist and Hindu yogic overview of energy systems. And he just said, these are the three Dantian. And it was like almost like a lightning bolt went through me. And I was like, I have to understand that, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's not a tremendous amount of literature around it. You know, there's a lot you can read and learn about the lower Dantian. But it's been 20 years now, and it's just been this ongoing exploration of studying the Qi through martial arts and working with the three centers and the breathing and kind of learning what they are through experience.
Yeah, it's really, really very beautiful work that you do, and how you blend it all together too is pretty masterful. And so can you tell people what the Dantians are so they know what those energy centers are? Because they're different than the chakras.
They're different than the chakras. There's a lot, that's a question I answer a lot about what's the relationship. And the best way I think to understand it is, because I do chakra meditation as well, is that when I'm focusing on chakra meditation, I don't think about the three centers. And when I'm working with the three centers, I'm not thinking about the chakras. I'm not paying any attention to the chakras. And the three centers breathing is very much, my awareness is very much in my body, you know, it's of the body. And when I'm doing chakra meditation, it's almost like the physical body and my awareness disappears and my kind of inner vision becomes absorbed in the movements of energy of the chakras. So the very classical, like Taoist explanation of the three dantian is that there's just three regions in the body, the head, the chest, and the abdomen. And that the lower abdomen, the lower dantian, or like the center of centers, is kind of the center of your chi, the home of the vital life force, and that place where yin and yang unite. And that the middle dantian and the upper dantian are places where chi can easily stagnant or easily congested, right? Just with the activity of the heart and lungs or the activity of the brain. And that you just learn to kind of clear stagnation from those centers by proper breathing and focus and movement of chi. But then over the, you know, now two decades of doing this, I realized there is a much deeper possibility of meditation, more than just clearing and calming the body, but there's actually these elements of what I would call like spiritual activation that happen in the three centers as well, that are really accessible in the perspective of being in your body and walking through your day-to-day life with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty extraordinary, really. And it's a fairly ancient art. I mean, if you looked at, I mean, would you consider like the dantians part of Qigong or?
Yeah, I would say it's central to the Taoist traditions, and Qigong is really where the major, if you're going to go historically, that's where like the most writing and recording about the dantian are.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, most people, like it's dantian in Chinese, in Japanese would be called the hara, the lower center.
I see.
And there's tons of literature and information around that. And then the upper two was really, in all of my years, I found very little written about it. And so it's really been just a personal exploration.
So when there's stagnant energy in the dantians, like, you know, either the head, let's start with the head. Like if there's stagnant energy in the head dantian, the upper one, what are some of the symptoms of people so that they could relate to what you're?
Oh, it'd be like repetitive thoughts, brain fog, feelings of pressure in the head, easily like feeling like unfocused, easily disoriented in the head. You know, when these things all happen naturally sometimes, right? But if there's constant repetitive thoughts or constant brain fog or constant distraction from a centered a feeling and awareness of centered focus in the head, very often the energy there is just stagnant in a chronic way. That can really be a clearing it.
Interesting. And if you have head injuries, how would it affect head injuries if you started doing this breath work?
Well, for that, that is, that's a little bit more specific. It would depend on what the actual result of the head injury was, you know, because kind of classically speaking, chi stagnation is always a part of injury, right? And that can lead to like stiffness, inflammation, swelling. There's ways in thinking of chi as having a role in all of these symptoms. So over time, it really could help clear that out. It can be a really beneficial part of healing from an injury.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then if you have stagnation in the heart center, what are some of those symptoms?
It would be like, you know, heaviness in breathing, the sense of being either overly guarded, overly hidden emotionally here in that way, or maybe the feeling that you have to like push and overexpress to feel heard or to feel like you've expressed yourself properly. Or, you know, or maybe like a sense of diminished breathing or shallow breathing perpetually, or tension, the shoulder forward and the scapular girdle, or pain in between the shoulder blades.
Yeah, wow. That's fascinating. Okay, and if you have a lower dantian stagnation, what are those symptoms?
That can be like in more chronic like health ways, like a lot of digestive people. There's a lot of people right now who have like chronic digestive issues that are not really easy to diagnose. A lot of that can just be the chi stagnation of the abdomen. So like low back pain, fatigue, and labored breathing is part of a low dantian stagnation as well. And then really about being in the body, I think maybe the most important thing with the lower dantian is so that your awareness naturally rests in like the full awareness of your body, you physically, you know, emotionally and mentally. Being really present in the body is what we lose when the dantian stagnates, when the low dantian stagnates.
Yeah. Okay. And so when you're just doing the breath work, which Matthew is going to help breathe us through so that you can actually sort of see what he's talking about and practice and see how it feels for you. But when you do the breathing, it seems like when I was practicing with you that in kind of a short amount of time, that breathing really caused a calming and a clearing. I'm sure the longer you do it over time, the more strong those centers get and more resilient against being pulled out of balance. But it doesn't seem like it takes a whole lot to balance them.
Yeah, it really doesn't. It's pretty immediate in my experience. Immediate being, you know, within 20 minutes if you're new to it, you know, because so much of it is physiology. There's this very deep spiritual part of it, but there's also just how does the body work with the chi and the respiratory muscles and the nervous system, right? And so there's a tremendous amount of self-regulation that happens very quickly. And then the kind of deeper the awareness of the emotions and the being present in the body is very long-term. It's those ideas, the idea of feeling more present and the experience of feeling more present can onset pretty quickly. But it's my idea with it is that it's a very long journey, that life is just lived differently when you're that centered.
Yeah, that is true. So that kind of brings me to the next question. So, you know, for a lot of people, I notice that sometimes there can be courting amongst people. There can be people sort of pulling on people's energy field or projecting on people's energy field. Like we all can do that with one another, right? And so when you're really breathing into the dantians, like this upper center, then the middle center, then the lower center, and you're getting really solid and stable, how does it affect if you feel like you have courting and entanglements, projections, things like that going on? How does it affect the energy field?
I think in that way, it really stabilizes the energy field. Mm-hmm. So that way, if you recognize, you might, as you're more present, recognize that you're doing projection, you're doing courting to others, and then you can do work to stop those things because you're more aware of yourself. And that if you feel like there might be people projecting on you or courting and trying to attach to you, that realizing that's like a part of relating, a part of understanding a relationship, so you can interact with them from a really non-reactive way. Rather than feeling pulled or compelled, you can just be more like yourself and interact with what's being asked of you or wanted from you in a really different way.
Mm-hmm. So it feels like it clears the space, it energetically clears it, and like kind of watching it on the inner levels, it seems like when you're taking up space in your own energy field, it kind of stops a lot of that interaction. So we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment, so stay tuned.
Are you ready to manifest the highest version of your life? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you on your own personal soul quest. Every year, Adrian hosts 2 7-day virtual solstice quests and a 21-day soul quest to create a quickening in your soul's evolution. During the quest, your heart unravels and you remember the depth of your love. The essence of who you are is always wanting to be fulfilled. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the nine freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Welcome back to the show today. We have Matthew Shulman on. And Matthew, if people, what kind of services do you offer people if they were to call in? Like if you're local in Portland, you know, maybe they could come see you in person, but you do other meditations and other type of energy work as well. So how could people get in touch with you?
My website is MatthewShulman.com. And just email me. You can contact me through there via email, the telephone number. It's all on that website. Okay. It's not drmatthewshulman.com, the plastic surgeon. It's matthewshulman.com, the spiritual healer.
Okay, got it, yeah.
I got a lot of his emails.
Oh my gosh, wow, that's so funny.
It's real funny. If I ever want a private jet, though, I know who to call.
Yeah, right.
And I work as an angelic channeler. So we do kind of spiritual healing, where pretty much we talk about what you want to work on, and I go into a meditative state and connect with the guides who are always with me. And we offer kind of remote energy work, the same as we would do it if we were in person, just remotely. And then we follow up with a phone call afterwards to discuss the work. And
yeah. I've done that as well. It's very, very good. So coming back to the Dantians then, again, a lot of people are basically aware of their chakras, right? So we have our crown chakra, sixth, throat, heart, solar plexus, navel, first chakra at the base of the body. Each of those chakras, you know, kind of connect with, you know, your endocrine system, your emotional body, your nervous system. And people are a little bit more familiar with that. But the Dantians, again, and really the chakras, in a way, are like energy centers. And just jump in about this, but they seem like they're energy centers. And so when we're connecting with somebody, we will connect our chakras with somebody as part of that communication, not like a cording thing, but just literally we connect energy centers, right? And exchange energy and stuff. Because we are energy before we are matter. But on the Dantians, what happens with that? So when you're in relationship with somebody like a friend or, you know, a partnership, whatever, what happens?
So for that, with the Dantian, there's actually no direct like courting or connecting that way. Mm-hmm. They're more like, I think of them as like, if it was like you were to ring a bell and the kind of sound waves coming off of it, right? Where it's just a space of holding the integrity of your energy field. So like to explain it, the really basic roles in governing your energy systems is the lower center is what brings you into your body, nourishes and strengthens your meridian system, right? And is that seat where yin and yang can play. But when you're really, really centered, that polarity, the push and pull that can happen when yin and yang are out of balance, stop. So there is no more push and pull when you're really centered. And then in the regulation in the middle Dantian, it's like that governs the expansion of the energy field, right? Like the physical energy field that comes off the body. So often when we're, you know, uncomfortable, maybe we're nervous, we're shy, we're hiding, whatever, the energy field really shrinks in, you know? And then we're really calm in the heart, though we learn to hold space with ourselves in the heart, the middle Dantian, the energy field can expand. Right. And then a lot with the centering in the brain or in the upper Dantian, it's a lot about governing our adrenal responses, right? Where the adrenal response to emotional situations, conversations, work stresses, family stresses, all that goes can be so automatic and so habitual And so centering in the upper dantian and really quieting the energy here really calms and quiets that kind of automatic adrenal response. So it's these series of reactions. Do I stay in the body or do I kind of leave the body? Do I stay open and vulnerable or do I tighten up and guard? Or do I go into that real buzzy adrenal fight or flight reaction? Or do I stay calm and present and like respond and think about what I say, think about what I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
So it's more that reactive part of it than the energetic cording.
Well, and so I'm imagining, like, as you know, the more connected we get, because I know for a lot of people I work with, it can be a thing where I find that one of the deeper vulnerabilities for people who are, particularly people who are highly empathic, usually really like connection with others because that's part of the empathy, right? And of course, that can get, we can become overwhelmed by that empathy by overly connecting with others. But whenever we start to come back into our own energy field, can almost feel a little bit alone, like kind of a loneliness or alone, because we're so used to connecting to other people, their issues, their problems, their feelings. And the minute there's this quietude, we're like, what's wrong? And so I would imagine that being in the dantians, you start to learn how to have a relationship to self in a way that maybe feels fulfilling or good or whole in a way that doesn't, that helps us to move beyond maybe that that knee-jerk reaction of feeling alone in the world if we're not just overly collapsed with people.
Yeah, that's actually kind of exactly what it does. And there is that transition when we're so accustomed to having our sense of our habits, our sense of needs met, our sense of identity met by connections with others, that coming back to the self, there was a time period for me where it felt a little sterile and lonely as I was going through the process of really kind of awakening and balancing my centers, you know? But then on the other side of it, there really is a genuine sense of wholeness. And it's unique. There is a sense of wholeness that is unique to each of the centers. That really, it doesn't feel lonely at all. It feels really, when I get to come back and really sit with my centers for a while, a sense of like contentment and fulfillment. It's a really frequent experience of just recentering myself.
Yeah. And they say, you know, a lot of times with Lord Lantos, that ascended master who helped bring 1,000 years of peace onto the planet, really one of the wisest out of all the ascended masters was Lord Lantos coming out of a Chinese dynasty, you know, way back when. And one of the greater things when you do look at the way of the Tao is just contentment. It's not necessarily to go into ecstatic states of joy or happiness or depression or anger or whatever. It's kind of a little bit more contentment. It's a little bit more the middle path. Is that sort of accurate? So you're not being swayed too much.
Yeah.
You can't go into them, but you want to keep coming back. So contentment sounds like the dantian breathing really brings you back to a very high illumined state of beingness versus extreme emotions.
Yeah, because one way you can think of is like yin and yang, right? Is like happy or sad. Push and pull. It's that kind of dynamic swing, kind of like a wavelength, you know, if you're looking at a frequency, a light frequency or a sound frequency. And every time you go so far one way, you have to go so far the other way before you return to center, right? And so one idea is that like reducing how far you swing this way, how far you swing this way, and kind of going more of that middle path. Mm-hmm. There really is a sense of contentment. And you know, wanting, there is a time in life when you're really wanting the extremes of joy and then maybe not wanting, but experiencing some of the extremes of sadness, right? There is a process of realizing that in the middle, that sense of centering, that sense of contentment really does become a sense of fulfillment on its own. So don't really miss the super highs and certainly don't miss the super lows, you know?
Yeah. And so with people, you know, I find there's just a lot of people, you know, that have, you know, a lot of new souls coming to the planet so that have like a lot of emotional intelligence, right? Like a high level of emotional intelligence. And a lot of times with that goes high level of empathy that goes along with that, intuition, things of those higher special traits. And it can be a lot to know how to manage them. So I think like if I were, you know, recommending something for people who are highly psychic, highly intuitive, highly empathic, you know, highly emotionally intelligent, that this could be a a really foundational piece to be a human being, knowing how to deal with these higher spiritual qualities by having a container to ground them in by doing the breath work with the Dantians. And that
I mean, I think that's maybe one of the reasons it was, I had such an interest in it from such a young age, because I really did. I'm a very empathic person myself, and learning to live with all of that information really took time for me. And I think that's one of the places I still use this 20 years later. I come back to this daily because it really does help me stabilize with all of that going on.
So a lot of times, you know, with people who are more emotionally connective, they can, you know, I know for me or other people I've talked to, they can be a little bit afraid of losing that emotional connection. They become so content that they don't have that, right? So if you were to balance the energy fields of the Dantians, can you give us an example of how it benefits or how it might change a personal relationship, like a partnership, or one to your parents, one to your children, one to people that you're close to, like the close relationships? How does stabilizing your Dantians affect those relationships one way or the other?
Yeah, I think part of it over time is that it really develops. Just think of not what are you getting from it, but how are you participating in it? It really helps you become more consistent in your participation in the relationship. And I have found, like, I look in my life and like the people who have been stable, the people who have not reacted negative to my mistakes, who have been able to stay present and talk with me through things, have felt really supportive, and they become really valuable in my life. So if relationships are always reactive, one person pushes and pulls, and there's that swing of always trying to find connection. If you can become stable and maintain that for a while, it really opens the doors to a sense of steadiness and consistency. That can really open doors to a really deep sense of intimacy and reliability in some of the more enjoyable parts of relationships.
Well, and with what you're saying, it sounds like doing the Dantian work, just like if you were to breathe into your chakras, you would probably enhance your intuitions, your different forms of intuitions. Breathing into the Dantians, do you think that also increases the intuition by fine-tuning your inner perception? Or
yeah, I think for people who already have that intuitive capacity, who live that way, way I think about it is when there's so much empathic stuff happening, sometimes it's hard to know if your system's not calm, it's hard to interpret all that information properly. So, you know, it's like if you're coming from a more anxious place, you're going to interpret things more anxiously, right? And if you're coming from a calm place, you're going to interpret all that information from a much more calm, in a much more calm way. And so in that way, I think having a much more level read on all the empathic stuff coming in is a real benefit.
Yeah, that is great. Like, I talk a lot about that with people who go get readings or do work with psychics and stuff, that it really depends on the person's energy and how much they clear and how balanced they are as to how clear the information can be sometimes as well, what they're picking up on, and including for your own self. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Matthew Shulman. So stay tuned. Everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Everyday Living in Peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Okay, so we have Matthew Schulman. We're talking about the Dantians and these three major energy centers, one around the head, one around the heart, one around the lower abdomen area, and the benefit of being able to breathe into them, which stay tuned. Matthew is going to help us actually learn how to do it for yourself so that you can be practicing this at home. So we're going to do that after the next break. But we were talking about how when you clear your chakras, you clear your Dantians and you're dealing with your energy systems as a whole, it can really help you to be a clear channel for your own intuition and guides that you work with. I do a lot of work with the tribes of light, different angels, beings, star beings. You can go to my website, mywildmagic.com, take the free quiz and see what kind of tribes of light you work with. And so, Matthew, how did you get into it on a spiritual level? Like, you do this really phenomenal body work that really helps it. You've got the martial arts kung fu aspect, but you've also got the spiritual aspect of working with your higher guidance system. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so there's a couple real key factors on that. One is, I always say, like, I met my amazing spiritual teacher down in Ashland, Oregon when I was 24, and she has been infinitely influential in my life, and she does the channeling with the angels work, and I don't know if I'd be doing this without her. And then what happened in 2008, I opened my first massage office, and the first angelic guide started working with me. He's still with me, and a lot of the work I do with the massage therapy, the science, kind of integrating science and spirituality, is really facilitated by him. And then in 2011, Archangel Gabriel started working with me. And that really just comes through as like the healing in through faith and divine love, really seeing that as the source of all healing. And so they just started working with me. I understand it better now. At the time, it just felt very spontaneously. And it's just been a process of doing my own personal growing. And the clearer I get, the easier it is to communicate with them.
And to be kind of that channel. Yeah, I do find that working with the angels, I mean, they're always there. They're always really trying to help as much as possible, particularly when we're asking for help. But the more emotionally upset we are, the more mentally confused we are, the more, you know, sort of discord in our energy field is for any number of reasons, it's a little bit harder for them to get through. It's not like they're not beaming messages to us all the time or healing energy or support or nurturance, but it does seem like it can, the more centered you are, the smoother that energy is.
I always think about when I try to explain this to people, that's, I say they speak in the language of light.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
And so light really resonates with light most easily. So if you're very light and expanded and you're very peaceful inside, these very profound and powerful but gently offered messages, you're more able to hear them and receive them consciously. And you can even just think about it, you know, if you're feeling more dense, more aggravated, more afraid, anything like that, we will resist, often we will resist love offered from people, from the people who love us. There's a natural kind of resistance to peace, a resistance to love, if we're attached to our fear, our pain, our upsetness, right? And so in that, it's the kind of the same interaction where the more peaceful we are, the easier it is to relate through that energy, right? And they only, you know, a human being can maybe shake you a little bit, snap you out of it, but all the light beings, they only speak in light. They only communicate through light. So it's really helpful to be able to quiet ourselves to hear that stuff consciously.
Yeah, definitely, right? So when you call forth, let's say Archangel Gabriel and any other beings that you call in, what's that experience like for you specifically? Like, what do you notice in your own energy system around that when they come in? Your body, your mind, your heart, like how?
Yeah, like when I'm working with Gabriel, like Gabriel's with me all of the time. But there's when he comes in for a healing work for a client, it's a really specific thing. And I'll feel him get very close to me, and it's like my head just dissolves into light. And then there's this like feeling in my heart that my heart fills up and the energy field really expands. And then it's like the eyes behind my eyes, my energy eyes really open up, and I start just seeing and understanding all the nuanced like inner dynamics working, seeing the in quotation marks, the truth underneath the story. You know, and seeing the unconscious emotions, the attachments, maybe some of the karmic stuff or the past life stuff just starts appearing in my inner vision as Gabriel is so close and so connected with me. And that will just happen as long as we're doing the healing. And then it's like when it's done, it kind of everything just returns more to normal. And there's like the normal seeing the aura and kind of feeling a person's energy field. But that level of depth and the level of like ease and grace is different. And then it's the same with Mikael, who comes in when we're working with the body. It's like the body just becomes this pattern of swirling particles in my inner vision, and the energy moves through and the body starts to shift and change. And then when the healing work is done, everything feels a little bit more solid, what we think of as having a normal body afterwards.
And then when you say Mikael, you mean you for other people, they might notice is Archangel Michael?
No, it's not Archangel Michael. It's a
different being, right?
Just different being. There's this thing we work with called like the Oversoul family, which is the kind of group of angels and light beings and humans who work in connection with one of the archangels. Mm-hmm. And Mikael is one of those Michael Oversoul family.
Got it.
Present, but it's not Archangel Michael.
Got it. Yeah, cool. Yeah. So if you had any guidance for anybody who was wanting to open themselves up more to working with any of these higher light beings, archangels or otherwise, do you have any advice you would give them based on your own journey of what you know at this point?
The thought is really, it's about healing your own relationship with divine and healing your own emotions. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know any way more direct or faster to shift your own energy, your own resonance, than doing the emotional healing and doing the healing with the divine.
Yeah. Yeah. So healing that divine relationship within yourself. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
And just the standard emotion. So much of it's about healing relationships with family members, partners, friends, with the kind of painful and disappointing parts of life, you know, because that all just holds this dense energy inside. And the more you can re-expand that and integrate that into the wholeness of the experience of your life, you just become lighter.
So if there was any guidance, like if Archangel Gabriel, you know, had any guidance for humanity as a whole, for any of us listening at this point, you know, is there anything coming through that you can kind of sense or feel? Kind of for any of the listeners right now, like as a whole, like, cause we're kind of a group consciousness, you know, whoever's listening to this or, you know, being affected right now, any guidance from your guidance?
Yeah, he actually came through really direct when you asked that. And I think the big message is really just remember that you are loved, that this human life is one step in an infinite journey. And that memory of love, knowing that you are loved, that you have love to offer through the journey of the life, through the process of the life, is one of the greatest things that you can know while you're here.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like such a simple message, but I think if we really sat and took that one in, that would be the culmination of the entire experience of being human.
Yeah.
Like, it's really got a lot of depth to it and energy like that. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you to Archangel Gabriel and to you for kind of holding that space. So when you're working with the breathing of the Dantians, then, you know, it creates that clear channel, that clear space. So when you're mostly doing the breathing, you're not necessarily focused on the beings of light, or sometimes towards the end of your breathing, you'll notice that come in, like clarity. Like, let's say, for instance, people have, we all have life issues, right? You know, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I talk to this person? Should I not? So as you do the Dantian breathing, you know, when you come to a completion of that, do you notice there's more of a sense of clarity about what to do, like a knowingness in a sense? Like, how does that work when you're trying to make life decisions?
Yeah, I think that really helps, that, you know, the idea of reactivity can happen, you know, with our voice, with our choices, but it's also like in our nerves, in our hormones, in the tension of our body, where even if we look calm from the outside, we can feel tense on the inside because that reaction level is still happening. And then using the three Dantian breathing is so balancing for the meridians and nervous system, and so calming for that point of connection between the spirit and the body as a whole, mm-hmm. that you can really come, because there's no wrong choice, right? There's only your next choice. And if you can bring that next choice from a place of deep calmness, it's going to have a different relevance to your life than if you're coming out of a buzzy place or a reactive place. Mm-hmm. And so in that way, because the Dantian breathing is so much about coming into the body and balancing the physical energy as well as the subtle spiritual energy together, it's that deep calmness that can happen really can benefit the receiving of guidance from outside guides, or just from being able to hear your own truth, your own desire through the buzziness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense a lot. You know, and I think just as a humanity, we're sort of trained in a sense to be in that buzzy energy most of the time. Like, there's so many distractions.
Yeah.
The attention span is fairly short, you mm-hmm. know, for a lot of different reasons at this point. And it seems like this kind of corrects that. I know there's this one meditation I have done during one of the quests that I teach. And we went into, we were working with Dwaj Kul, the ascended master known as the Tibetan, so more of a Himalayan etheric retreat. And the thing was just to go into a state of no mind, right? Like, just to go into that state where you're just at the rooftop of the world. It's just like this etheric retreat way above the human effluvia of humanity. And the whole goal was just to have no thought. And I mean, I could barely hang on to that, like 10 seconds and then try a little again, 20 seconds. I mean, 30 seconds tops to have no thought, you know what I mean? And it seems like your Dantian breathing really helps to facilitate that. But I noticed that in doing that, it helped me to feel like that my mind wasn't running me, that I was not my mind, and that I did have some control over it. Where I think that most of us don't normally think of the fact, like, our mind is so much who we are, and that there is no control over it, that it's just like a child running free in a candy shop of too much sugar, you know? So Dantian seemed like it really helps clear the mind and remind you that you're maybe more than just your mind.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I like about it. I mean, it seems so simple, but just that ability to take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and what I would say is like, come back to yourself, get the train off the tracks, you know, and just go and really feel still, even for just a minute a day, could actually be really profound. Because in that minute, that new idea, that deeper understanding, that kind of insight can lead to really different decision making. So if you could have something to bring you back, even just once a day or once a week, I think has a really huge benefit.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we are going to do Dantian breathing with Matthew.
Tune in
in to the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Hi, I'm Amber, your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.suivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show. Why wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Welcome back. I am so content that Matthew is fixing to, I'm going to turn the rest of the show over to him. He's going to take us through Dantian breathing so you can really feel the effects and hopefully start practicing this in your own daily life. If you are interested in working more with Matthew energetically or in any other kind of facet, you can reach him at his website, MattheuSchulman. Is that right? MattheuSchulman.com. You can check out the work he does. You can also go to my website, mywildmagic.com, to check out any of the things I offer as well. Okay, so Matthew, take it over.
All right, thank you. I'm going to go through this as quickly as possible. We have about 9 minutes. For guiding the focus any of you with us right now, really let your awareness be in your body. This is about the energy of the body, so don't try to focus on a specific energetic center or new sensation. We're just going to put your center, quick walk through first in your head, then in your heart, then in your lower belly, and we'll go through it. So take just one or two, find your posture sitting upright and take one or two calming breaths and just come back into your body. And then let all of your awareness start to go up into your head. So you don't have to worry about any other space in your body. And you may find that when you breathe in, there is a naturally occurring sense of expanding that happens in the head. It's a sensation, it's a feeling, doesn't have to be perfect. And that when you breathe out, there'll be a natural feeling of recentering, of that expanding, gathering back into itself, into its own center, in the center of your head. And with all of your focus, just go with your breath and feel that movement of expanding as you inhale and recentering into the center of the Dantian as you exhale. And this is really about relaxing and finding ease in the movement of the energy. So there's no need to force or push anything. The only work is to keep that wonderful still focus in the middle of your upper nandhiya. As you breathe this way, you may notice that the sense of expanding movement expands further as you relax, and the centering centers more deeply. And you may notice that as the upper dantian energy starts to move, that the thoughts, the activity of the mind, naturally start to quiet down. All right, so that was just about 2 minutes with your upper dantian. So now bring your awareness down into the center of your heart, your middle dantian. And go into that same awareness. There's the natural sense of expansion when you breathe in. And that natural sense of energy recentering as you breathe out. And as you move with the energy of the middle dantian, you may notice that the feeling in your chest, the feeling in your heart feels very calm and very settled inside of your body. For those of you who are energetically sensitive, you may notice that as the center of the middle dantian, the heart quiets, there is a naturally occurring expansion of your energy field. Again, this is always about finding ease, using just your breath and your awareness to let your energy centers relax into a rhythm of expanding and recentering. All right. And that's about 2 minutes with your middle dantian. So now bring your awareness down into your lower abdomen. You can put your hands on your belly below your belly button to help you find your low center. And as you breathe here, just find that natural sense of expanding of your center of centers here as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, feeling that recentering of the chi in the lower dantian. As you breathe here, you may notice that your senses become very aware of your body, the weight of your arms and legs, the feeling of the air moving in and out of your body. the sense of your vision lining up with your eyes. This center just bringing you home to your body. And from here, let all of your internal awareness relax, just come back to the movement of the breath. Feeling if you have any different sense of awareness in your body, that you feel more present, more calm and relaxed. And that is the little baby introduction to the 3 Dantian breathing meditation.
Ah, thank you so much for that, Matthew. That was perfect, very relaxing. I hope all of you continue to practice that, even if it was just for 6 minutes, as Matthew guided us through that. You can, it could be, like you said, quite life-changing, just even a little bit at a time. Start your morning, end your day, middle of the day, whatever works for you. So again, thank you for coming on today, Matthew. And if anybody wants to continue working with Matthew, I think he might have do you have another meditation, Dantian meditation coming up?
I do. Starting in September, there is going to be a 4-week kind of nightly intensive course to really go deeply into a very detailed introduction to this meditation.
That is great. Yeah. So again, it's matthewshulman.com. You can always reach out to me too if you don't have that website. So thank you so much for being on. Thank you everybody for listening and hope you're living in peace and content. Till next time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Each one of us has a soul purpose on this earth and a higher purpose full of creative expression and unique soul attributes. Make sure to tune in next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue your journey home to your truest self and pursue the path of unconditional self-love. If you would like to learn more about me, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.